your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
KER Politics. Going to talk a little bit about COVID. Our listeners have been commenting ad infinitum on what's going on with COVID. We've got a lot of complaints from our blog about the way the government is handling COVID. And I want to say one thing, and that is, I think in the past the government has handled it incorrectly. Jimmy, you're on.
Yeah, there's no question right now. We're seeing a precipitous drop in COVID deaths. And it's not reported in the news very much. You've seen the CDC come out with new mask guidance, even as of yesterday, where they don't even expect it in hospitals or medical facilities, with the exception of places where there's a high incidence of COVID. You've seen them drop requirements for testing, the restrictions on that have been dropped on quarantine. And none of this should have drug out this long, because it's turning out that they had a lot of the data already in existence that showed that we should have come off of these requirements a long time ago. And of course, the one thing that you can say for sure is that they're looking at the frustration level of lockdowns, the impact on schools, how much of an impact that's having on families, and what it's going to mean at the voting booth because of those levels of frustration. So you're seeing a response, a political response, to cut restrictions after they use the restrictions for political action in order to achieve success in the 2020 and in the 2019, I'm sorry, in the 2021 small elections, but in the 2020 main election. So the sad thing is the facts are coming out, and we're realizing that actually all the statements the CDC made on the vaccinations, the jabs, because they're not really vaccinations, were false. The treatment elements were that they said, don't use ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. Those, it's turning out that they were actually, and the CDC is now admitting that those were good potential countermeasures. And people are beginning to wake up and say, oh my God, I think I've been tricked. Some people are waking up.
Yeah. Well, it was a mess the way the government handled it. I think that Trump handled it probably a little bit better than the Biden administration is handling it right now. And I think that the main problem, aside from the fact that the incorrect segment of the population was really picked to concentrate on, i.e. school children, et cetera, et cetera. The main problem I think that's going to happen here, and I think it is happening, is that, quite frankly, COVID has really, really slammed our economy. Jim, comments on that?
Yeah, I think it slammed our economy, and I think it purposely slammed our economy. And unfortunately, there were influencers that had personal stakes in all of this, trying to cover up what they did. And when I'm talking about Pete Fauci, Francis Collins, the director of the NIH, and of course, people like Peter Daszak, the people that were doing research in Wuhan that was actually disapproved by US Congress for funding, but then they did it through cutout organizations that potentially created this entire disaster, and then used all the tools that they had, including the media and the government, to intimidate and influence information flow to protect themselves from what may be, I think, the worst and most damaging event in human history at a huge, huge scale.
Yeah, no, I'm going to have to agree with that. I guess the main question is, where are we going to go from here? I mean, right now in Seattle, people are still masking up. They're pretty much forced to mask up in Seattle. In my neck of the woods, they're not masking up at all. What do you think is, where are we going to be, in your opinion, next year on this, Jim?
It's a tough thing to call, but what many people have talked about, some of these psychologists that have been looking at this in detail, and some of these doctors and scientists, they call this mass formation psychosis, where the government has used the intimidation tactics and corporate media influence and sponsors for advertising, for pharmaceuticals, have scared the heck out of people. Yeah. And some people will not, no matter what, at this point, they're not going to believe, even when they have facts in their face, that they, what they were been doing was useless or wrong.
Yeah.
They're not going to believe it. How many of them still exist in a year will be a very interesting question. What you will see with a change in the House, and I do expect a pretty sizable change in the House of Representatives in the U.S., you're going to see investigations that go into detail on both where the coronavirus came from and the response with the CDC.
Right.
And you talked about how Trump dealt with it versus how Biden dealt with it. If you remember, and a lot of people, you know, they're frustrated with Trump because he started this process with the pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
He was responding to a crisis, an unknown crisis, and mobilizing whatever he possibly could in order to solve it. He did it with medical facilities. He moved the hospital ships into places that were never used. And what we're finding out, that this was no worse than a bad flu season, that the number of deaths because of vaccination is increasing, that the vaccines were not safe and effective as promised. They did not stop the virus, and now there are ramifications for what giving those to people. That was done through the Biden administration mandating people take vaccines, mandating that companies over 100 vaccinate their people.
Yeah.
And that's from my perspective, absolute corruption. So your basic question, what's going to happen a year from now? I think there's going to be a lot of people that are scared to death of being caught for the corruption and the abuse that they had. But it really depends on very strong-willed congressional leaders in the House that force information out there and force the corrupt media to admit they were wrong. And that's going to be a tough haul.
Well, I got to tell you, I think when the history books are written, it's going to be really interesting to see the huge impact that COVID has really made, not just on America, but on the world in general. And if the blame can ever be laid on any particular country, person, whatever, what have you, I think that person is going to go down as one of the most infamous people in history, or that organization. And I'm pretty sure China's behind it. Jimmy, what do you think? We got a minute.
Yeah, I think China had a big part in this. I don't know if they actively did this on purpose, but they certainly used it as a propaganda tool in order to achieve their ends.
Yeah.
They've used it to control their population. They're using it. Many countries and corporations are trying to get mass tracking of individuals through systems in order to achieve, you know, corporate control of many different areas. And I agree with you. I think it's going to go down. Some people are going to go down in history, if history is written by the winners, as absolutely devastating to the economy, and some people should be going to prison for their life.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I think the situation has gotten so convoluted that nobody, quite frankly, is really sure where we're at. Guys, we've got to take a real quick commercial break. Top of the hour news. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.